Thank you. It's great to see such a great group of interested people here. My presentation is actually not only on youth. The men in our study were of a range of ages, but hopefully some of our findings would be very applicable to those of you who work particularly with youth. I'm a researcher, I'm a sociologist, and I work at Public Health Management Corporation, which is in Philadelphia. And I'm going to tell you about a multi-site study, so I'll tell you about the different sites as I come along. I have no relationships to disclose. As we've heard, African Americans, and in my study, Latino men, have rates of HIV infection 6 times as high, and this is particularly among the MSM, or men who have sex with men, populations. So we're really interested in finding out what are all the social and cultural factors that may affect these risks, because we know that the differences are not explained by risky behavior such as condom use, lack of condom use or number of partners. So we really need to find what are the structural and social factors that may either put men at risk or keep them safe. And that was the objective of the Brothers y Hermanas project, which I'll tell you about the data that I'm going to use today. We assessed the prevalence and incidence of HIV infection in community samples of Black and Latino MSM, and we were measuring, as I said, all these different factors. We wanted to measure both risk factors, but also things that gave men resiliency, because I think we focus sometimes too much on the negative and risk factors and not enough on positive things. So that's why today I'm going to talk about social support, which could be a positive factor in men's lives. This was a CDC-funded project, a cooperative agreement. The sites are listed here. I worked at the Philadelphia site, and we enrolled Black men in our study. The New York Health Department also enrolled Black men, and there were Latino men enrolled in New York and L.A. And I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned the great support we got from our local advisory boards and the different CBOs at our different sites, because really we relied on their insight to help us develop our questions and hypotheses, help us with our measures and instruments, recruitment, and also in the dissemination of our findings. I think it's really important that as researchers we share back with the community some of our findings, because they really help us with our research and really need to have the benefits of what we found. We did a first formative research with focus groups and qualitative interviews, but today I'm going to talk about our quantitative survey, which men came in and did an interview on a laptop computer, and then those who told us that they were HIV positive had a confirmatory test, and everybody who said they were negative or didn't know their status took a rapid HIV test, and of course did the post-test counseling and so on. Here are the eligibility criteria. I won't read them all, but basically they had to report sexual contact with a man in the past 12 months. And we made that pretty broad, oral or anal sex or mutual masturbation. And they had to be 18 years or older. We used respondent-driven sampling, and some of you may be familiar with this technique, which is becoming more common. Basically, we started with a diverse group of initial participants. Our community advisors helped us identify these men. And then after the data collection, each participant was asked to go and recruit more people into the study. And they were each limited to 3 men that they could recruit, just so that we would have a more diverse sample. We kept track of who recruited who, and we can analyze some of the networks. They received $50 for doing the interview and test, and they received $15 for each participant that they recruited who came in to this study. So my focus today is on social support, which was only a small part of our whole study. And we define that as receiving practical, informational, and emotional assistance in times of need from people in one's network. And just a little bit of background. Among MSM, social support has been found to be associated with psychological well-being and self-esteem, and also with less sexual risk behavior. There are fewer studies that focus on Black and Latino men. There are a few. And among Black MSM, social support has been associated with more HIV testing, as well as lower rates of HIV risk behaviors, although there's some controversy because some studies have found no association with social support and risk. So for my presentation today, I'm going to quickly try to go over the relationship of social support to being newly diagnosed as HIV positive. So we're just looking at men who, when they came into our study, found out that they were HIV positive for the first time. We're going to assess pathways through which social support may help to prevent HIV infection. And this is really sort of unique because a lot of studies, when we do cross sections and we look at social support of HIV positive and negative men, sometimes HIV positive men report a lot of support. And this may be because they are in support groups because of their status, or they may be getting health care which gives them support. We're looking at their social support before they knew they were diagnosed, so this is a little different. We had 2,235 men who completed the survey, and the breakdown is there. 40% of the participants reported being HIV positive before they came into the study, so we're not analyzing those men. We're just looking at the men, the 1,336 men, who told us they were negative or who didn't know their status. And we're going to look, of those, some of them tested positive, and we're going to compare those groups. A few demographic characteristics. Comparing our Black and Latino samples, the Latino sample was quite a bit younger, and you can see 57% of them were 18 to 29-year-olds, so the red bars. And the green bars, which are the Black MSM, tended to be older, and that just happened because of our sampling techniques, I think. Income, the Black men reported lower income than the Latino men, but overall it was a fairly low income sample, and again, respondent-driven sampling often results in this because of the incentives to participate really appeal to men who really need the income. Sexual identity, the Latino men tended to be more gay identified, whereas the Black men were more likely to say they were bisexuals. 45% of the Black men identified as being bisexual, and 18% identified as being straight. Now here's the newly diagnosed HIV. So again, we're just looking at men who, when they came in, told us they were negative or they didn't know their status. A few of them had never been tested. And of our whole sample, 16% of the Black men were newly diagnosed positive, and 4% of the Latino men. And this is 129 men total who were newly diagnosed positive. So we were looking at social support of these men. We used a 5-item Likert scale. Because our study was not only about social support, we couldn't really add a really nice long social support scale. So we chose 5 items, and we tried to measure emotional support, informational support, where they got information about different things, and practical support as well. And we had pretty good reliability. It's a scale ranging from 1 to 4, and a higher score means more social support. So when we look at mean or average social support scores by some characteristics, we find Latino men reported higher levels of support than did Black men. Again, we're going to look at some of the factors related to that. By age, I don't know if you'd expect this, but the younger guys reported more support, and the older guys, this really decreased by age. And it was true both for the Black and the Latino groups. Sexual identity, the gay men reported more support than did men who identified as bisexual or straight. And then here's the main part of our my report today, which is about HIV status. Those men who were newly diagnosed as HIV positive reported lower levels of social support than the men who tested negative. So this is what we want to look at, and look at how is it that social support may be helping men stay healthier, stay in the negative column. So we looked at a logistic regression, which allows us to look for the effect of support when we control for some other factors. And when we controlled for other factors, we still found that social support had a significant effect on being newly diagnosed HIV positive. And the small odds ratio means that it's a negative effect, right? So more support, less likely you're to be diagnosed positive. Comparing the Black and Latino men, the Black men were 7 times more likely than Latino men to be newly diagnosed positive. Again, this is what we always find in the studies. Acculturation also had an effect, age, and gay men were 3 times more likely to be newly diagnosed positive than men who were bisexual or heterosexual. have only a few more minutes, but I just want to mention two of the possible factors or pathways by which social support may keep men healthy. And one is taking an HIV test. So men who had been tested recently would probably not be in our newly diagnosed positive because they would have found out earlier. And we did find an association. Men with more social support were more likely to get an HIV test. So that's one path by which social support may help men keep safe. And the other is less unprotected sex. So men with more social support were less likely to have unprotected sex with a non-main male partner. So again, there's something about having that support that keeps men safer. And that was shown again when we did logistic regression. All of those factors affect whether a person was newly diagnosed HIV positive. So in conclusion, we found that men with less social support were more likely to be newly diagnosed HIV positive than men who had more support. And so social support may help men stay healthy by increasing HIV testing, by decreasing some risk behaviors and helping men stay protected. I just want to mention some of the things that we're looking at in the future in our data set. We're trying to look at what kinds of network factors predict more support. So is it closeness to family? Is it friends? Is it community? Where is it that men are getting a lot of support? And we're finding some interesting differences, cultural differences also between Black and Latino men. So that's going to be a very interesting area to look at. I just want to thank the research team at the different sites who helped with this project. And my contact information if you need any more information. Thank you.